Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I get so caught up with all of the changes associated with springtime and the increasing length of days here in the Northern Hemisphere that sometimes I lose sight of similar changes that are occurring in my own home. For example, relative to wolves living in the Northern Hemisphere, I know that their hormonal levels will fluctuate as a function of their territorial and breeding behaviors, followed by those that complement giving birth and parenting young. Among those hormones are testosterone, which supports arousal, and then later on prolactin, and most likely oxytocin, that prepare all pack members to function as parents to the pups. Frankly, I never gave much thought to the fact that something similar could be going on in my own household, particularly now that my female is spayed and my male dog is neutered. On the other hand, as I've mentioned previously, Fricka is the first dog I have lived with whose behavior I have watched change through two rounds of breeding, giving birth, and raising her puppies. But be that as it may, for some reason, this spring, I noticed a phenomena in Frick that in retrospect I'm sure has occurred every spring. But I didn't notice. That phenomena has to do with her toys, or particularly the sound of her toys. She likes squeaky toys, and she's amassed quite a collection over the years. Unlike Ollie, who much prefers balls and who can take or leave squeaky toys, Fricka has always liked squeaky toys. She prefers soft squeaky toys to the latex or harder ones. Her normal collection of squeaky toys makes sounds like this. I'm sure those of you who have dogs recognize those sounds. But what I realized this spring is that as the days got longer, she dug out two toys that she has ignored all winter. The interesting thing about these two toys is the sound they make. One is a little baby turtle. And the other is a koala bear that makes a noise that sounds like this. As I was listening to her play with these two toys, I realized that those particular sounds are the sounds that trigger more maternal behavior. I say that because they trigger more maternal behavior in me. As soon as I hear this, I think of a much younger animal, and it hits me in a much more maternal part of my brain than when I hear this. And similarly, when I hear this, I flash back to when my kids were very young and when my grandkids were very young. And so there it was. In spite of the fact that I'm well beyond menopause and these things shouldn't influence me, and that Fricka has been spayed several years now and it shouldn't influence her either, we are both still physiologically in tune with the natural world around us. I find that amazing at the same time as I find it so obvious I can't believe that I missed it all this time. And yet there it is, the sounds of nature deeply embedded in her physiology and my physiology, just sitting there and waiting to be turned on by a sound.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.